Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. So what is this interior life that we're talking about?
Good morning, Chas. Happy Sunday.
Yep, happy Sunday.
Rich interior life. Well, you know, I think about the pandemic. We've been working on our insides for a long time, and really it's about cleaning out the old hurts and wounds and building a strong foundation internally with God and ourselves, getting to know ourselves, putting our faith in God. But with the pandemic, for me, and probably for other people too, and you, it's given us the time and space to really work harder than even before. Because, you know, for over 2 years, we've had to, at least myself, I cut back on a lot of things that I used to do that I don't really care so much about doing anymore. It's kind of lost its luster. But building my interior life has not. I'm always excited about learning something new or offering myself something new. Just having these conversations, these soulful conversations, that's building an interior life, right?
Oh, meetings, for sure.
Meetings are, phone calls sometimes are, you know, those rich conversations, those deep ones. Yeah. I love them.
Me too. You? No, these conversations before, I said, let's just talk about something to get us on the right path today. I need my dose of truth, usually in the morning and at night. I'm trying to go there all day too. Our conversations always help me. But
so what's your crazy head saying this morning?
Well, it wants to figure out things with my son. It wants to think about the man. It wants to play the lonely story. It just wants to go all over the place. It wants to figure everything out. It wants to figure everything out. I see that more and more and more. Yeah.
Is that the planner? Is that the same part of you that's also the planner that doesn't ever plan it right? But
you know, I think it's
planning outcomes.
Yeah, it's that, and it's also, like, needing something to look forward to. Like, it's like I'm always trying
Where does that come from, though, Chas?
It comes
Why do you need something to look forward to? What's wrong with your life at this very moment that you have to be in the future? What are you trying to deflect by trying to get yourself excited about something in the future that may not even pan out? You know,
it's just an
illusion.
Yeah, it's a lot of fear. I know my son has it jacked up right now. He's gone through stuff. And there's fear and there's loneliness in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is that really true? Is that really true? If you go back to truth, do you feel lonely? Is there something more you need than what you already have? Can you manage more than what you already have?
In this truthful moment, no, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we always have to bring it back to the moment, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's part of building an interior life too, is learning to live in the moment. And living in gratitude and living in love and connection and truth and truth, God, beauty, all of that is building the interior.
That's been a huge part of, and I notice it, Like even lately, even on my bad head days, I notice it. Like the part of me, the inner dialogue that's been changing has softened so much. Like there's a softer voice in there towards myself. Like judgment has lessened for sure. So that's a huge, huge part of my interior world is that inner dialogue.
Well, you can see how big shifts going to judge yourself to accepting yourself. That's a huge leap.
Yeah, and feeling it with the people around me too. Like I told you, when I started this job, now I was in a lot of fear because it was the pandemic and I didn't want to be around people, but that was also just a part of me. That has softened. It's just, I don't know, it's just softened. My just something has softened there. And it makes it more enjoyable to be inside of myself, honestly. It's no fun constantly judging yourself.
No, not at all. It's painful.
Now, I have, this head issue, but I mean, thank God I have truth to pull on, and thank God I have something deeper to pull on in there. Because if I
So,
didn't, it'd be dark.
yeah, well, I kind of look at the pandemic as I know you and I have been going through the dark night of the soul for quite some time now, and the pandemic just bumped it up. But I feel like, in some way, tell me what you think, that like our whole world is going through like a dark night of the soul, like we're all in this place of shifting. I believe that some of us are using this time to build that interior life, to get more connected with ourselves, more grounded, and really figure out what we love, what we don't love. It really showed me that I was doing things I really didn't want to do. And so, it kind of gave me permission to let go, and I won't return to it. So, it's a time for a shift to happen. It won't happen for everyone, but it's going to happen for a lot of people, like, and you and I included, because we haven't stopped working on ourselves for a day. Have we even stopped working on ourselves for one day? Have we ever taken one day off?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That's also part of my interior world is I like a challenge. I like that feeling of growth. And I too, like you said, you like, constantly learning new things. Like I do too. I do too. I like that feeling. Even so, yeah, sometimes the messiest times are the best times for those things to come out of. I don't know.
Yes, the biggest growth spurts, right? Come out of the biggest messes sometimes. Absolutely. The bigger, the greater the pain, the more the reward sometimes. It sounds not good, but it is good. It is good in the bigger picture.
Yeah, so I like that stuff. I like a challenge for
Yeah,
sure.
you definitely took one on. I wouldn't say that too many times, Jess. The universe, like, oh, you want another one?
I need to remember that I do say that, and then I know. Some days I'm good with just the way things are, and like the
Using
storm,
grace.
like the storm that was supposedly coming. I think some part of me was looking forward to it in some
Oh my
weird way.
God.
Like I don't know. Like okay, like yeah, let's face this storm. Storm never came. Like, but I was geared up for it. So.
I think there you were not alone. I think a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, was a little disappointed about the storm too. And it's like, what? Disappointed at all. I want the storm to come.
I like
If it
I
comes, it comes, but
yeah.
I don't want to be happy about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You like what?
I like the feeling after the storm too. Just all that everything looks so green and just I don't know, it always everything always looks so alive and nourished.
A good rain is nice.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a difference between a storm and some rain. Yep. I wouldn't mind some more rain.
I think that might be a little twisted part of me. Yep. Like, we don't need a huge challenge. Like, we got enough going on. So
yeah, like, enough is enough.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But I know my plate is full.
I know it is. Yeah. And the pandemic.
Too.
It is. I was just going to say the pandemic, you know, kind of, it did give me permission to, to just own more parts of me, but it also kind of forced me to. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I have free will and could have done things if I wanted to, but it didn't feel right at the time. So it kind of forced me.
Yeah.
Just kind of forced me inward.
Because
I see now that I'm stepping back out, I'm grabbing back onto things. So in that time, I was content because there was no other choice in my mind. And I accepted that. But ego gets back in there.
Right. Yep, it does.
It's like, maybe this will work again. Probably won't. But hey, like you say, give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give it your best shot.
Yeah. So this is a good topic today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to get out of our heads and go deeper, right? Go in our heart, go in our soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does your soul want today, Jez? What does it want? What does your heart and soul want? Forget your head.
I think just some peace and quiet would be nice.
Internally?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just some stillness, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to focus on nature on my work days. That's what can really pull me out. It's just yesterday, weird stuff was happening around me. I felt like all the animals were like mating. Is it mating season? I don't know. The birds, the squirrels, the lizards, like, I don't know what was going on, but it was entertaining / just, it pulls me out of myself, and it's really fun to watch nature do its thing.
It is. You're right. It's doing just, what's natural.
Yeah, it's natural. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I guess that's why they call it nature.
Yeah.
How about you? What do you want today?
Oh, I want quiet. I want peace and quiet. Regardless of what's going on externally, you know, the peace of God, that's what I want. That's my prayer every day. It's just, I know I have it in other areas of my life. I know I can have it here too. I'll just keep praying for it. Peace of God. The peace beyond understanding. That's an amazing feeling. There's no better feeling. There is no better feeling than the peace beyond understanding. That's when everything does get quiet. And even the mind just kind of gives up, you know. It just gives up when you've completely surrendered something is generally when the peace of God comes in. But the hard part is to completely surrender. Because these half efforts won't work.
Yeah.
It'll just prolong it. Yeah.
I think I've had brief moments of feeling, that peace of God. And I think it's usually always been right after a really big release is when I can feel that feeling. Where things are just quiet.
Yes, things just go still inside, right?
And when I say big release, I mean just releasing, like just having a good sob or a good scream. For me, I end up over the toilet just not throwing up, but kind of, I don't know, symbolically throwing up, I feel like something. Like just, I don't know. Those are some deep moments for me.
Yeah.
With God.
Those dry heaves, right?
Yes, dry heaves. That's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of throwing up that old stuff.
Exactly.
Giving it away. Flushing it down the toilet. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
Or those moments where I'm hugging the walls, or I just hit my knees at the end of my bed, like those moments. So I have felt those moments.
Yeah,
briefly.
Me too. Me too. I will have more, Chess. We're working on it.
I mean, what did I tell you the other day? Sometimes I feel like, and I know this is just my head, like I get these tastes, like I'm being teased. Like you get a taste of something and then you want more of that feeling of the peace of God. So you got to work to get it.
There you go. That's it. You have to work to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work in the sense of surrender, though. It's not work like, I got to figure this out.
No.
That's not going to work.
No, it's letting go. Letting go is harder than trying to figure things out.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. Or is it? Is it harder? Is it really just
letting go of control. It's letting go of control. And sometimes especially if we're afraid, letting go of control is not easy. Right? Yeah. When we're afraid.
No, it's not easy when you're afraid. Is it even possible when you're in fear?
I think, yes. I've had fear push me so far that I did let go. I've had it push me so far that there was nothing else to do but let go. I've had those experiences, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd rather not do that. Yeah. I'd rather just keep surrendering the best to my ability.
I know. Yeah. I think my word is freedom today.
Okay. Well, mine's quiet. You probably guessed that one.
That's your go-to, I know.
Yes, just quiet. Peace of God. Peace of God today.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, any last thoughts on this good topic this morning?
No, I think that's it for me. How about you?
No, this was good though. Needed this today.
Yeah.
So thanks for being here this morning and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!